The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty challenge you to share God's unconditional love with people everywhere.
He's building up his family, his army, people that are ready to fight for God's truth in love and to show people what real love of Jesus Christ is. People are hungry for it. They've tried everything else, James. Nothing's worked except God's love. It works.
Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. It's been a joy to be sharing with you. I want you to know that we are asking you to help us feed 350,000 starving children and their families. Most of these are in Africa. Some of them are other third world countries close to the continent of Africa. But we have literally saved millions of people's lives. You have helped us do that. And I just remind you, 30, 50, 100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children for the next month. We really need your help, okay? Betty, it's been a joy. But in ministry, because I started a couple of years before we married, we've been 64 years in marriage. Have you enjoyed the journey?
It's been quite the journey. So many, yes, everybody has their challenges on their journey, you know, but the blessings so outnumber the challenges. It's been a journey that I never would have picked for myself. You know, I'm the quiet little girl that just wanted to sit in the corner and not be noticed and just live, you know, and wanted to please God, but at the same time was a little afraid of Him. I thought if I did the wrong thing, then He might get me. But I learned out it through your love and through your testimony that He wants to be my friend. And He is my friend. He's my Father.
You know, I got a scripture sent to me just listen to it. Clearly, you are a letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It's carved not only in tables of stone, but on human hearts. That's 2 Corinthians 3:3. We are literally writing a message in the hearts of people. That's what we do. Many, many people will not read the Bible, but they will read the pages of our lives. So let's let the Spirit of the living God write the message of Christ in our attitudes and our actions. Just as the Spirit of the living God puts influence in the Bible, so He can put His influence in and on us. You may be the only Bible they ever read. In time, you will be given the opportunity to share your life story with others. The Holy Spirit wants you to be an open letter that tells of Jesus. We all want unbelievers to see Jesus in our lives. I pray that for you. Paul went on to say in the Word, we can write a letter in the fleshly tables of people's hearts. That is literally what we're doing. What we hear in the news every day is disheartening. It's troubling, to say the least. In the 80 years I've been on this earth, I've never seen the situation. I'm talking about what's being shared by the media, encouraged by so much in the media, is disturbing and distressful beyond words. We are literally sitting on a powder keg, and sadly, many national leaders have invited the enemies from all over the world to come into our nation. Sadly, often with national support and even transportation. We've seen it. We've watched it for years. Now there's a resistance rising up against it. That is answered prayer.
Yes.
When we allow the boundaries and the borders and the walls to be torn down, we're literally inviting the gates of hell to come in. Certainly, we understand death and destruction from shore to shore. This breaks my heart. What I would like for us to hear is the truth that transforms. Betty, do you get disheartened and discouraged by what you hear in the national news media.
It is. It's heartbreaking, you know, because you can hear and see the lies that are coming forth. But at the same time, I feel like God is working, so to speak, behind the scenes, James. He's building up His family, His army, those that He has nurtured and He has matured in Him, and people that are ready to fight for God's truth in love and to show people what real love of Jesus Christ is. People are hungry for it. They've tried everything else, James. Nothing's worked except God's love. It works.
And only the church can demonstrate that love. I mean, we have to show people what the love of God looks like. We let Him be revealed in us and through us. He is in us, but too often we quench the Spirit, so to speak. You don't have to quote a Bible verse to confirm the truth of God's Word. You know, the rich farmer Jesus called a fool proved the effectiveness of proper farming principles. He knew what they were. He obviously understood something about proper construction because he had great farms, great barns. He was capable of building even more. He was ready to build more. He didn't use lousy principles, or he wouldn't have grown great crops that needed big barns. At the same time, he was presenting people with a lot of work opportunities and a lot of labor, a lot of benefit. And somehow, what he was growing was the benefit of people, because somebody ate some of what he stored, others that needed to be there for the people when they needed it. The guy used good principles in his life, but his life was a wreck. The great blessings that have come to us too often throughout history, just like with him, have in many ways, even the supernatural applied wisdom of God, which people boldly stood up for, boldly gave their life for, and everybody benefited from it. But many people are being blessed by it, and they don't even recognize what those principles are doing and who gave them the principles and who enabled them to be blessed like they are. God, help us. Open our eyes. But you see, the enemy is feeding deception nonstop. He's making believing deception and doing those things that are totally destructive and disregarding God's Word and His principles. They are promoting those until they're taking people's lives over and leading to more destruction. And you can't have anything effective if you don't have those unshakable principles in place. Please, God's speaking to us cover to cover in the Bible, and He confirms truth throughout all history. The leader applies proper, meaningful, effective, proven not-to-fail principles, and those principles, when not applied, the consequences are also irrefutable. He warned everyone about the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. That's why He warned about the pestilence, about the tares, the weeds, and all that would attack the crops. You can see that. We're the ones bringing forth the healthy crops in our lives, the healthy fruit. And the enemy is attacking us every way he can, especially through the media, especially through what's taught and what is proclaimed and what comes out in too much of the modern media. That's not predator control or pest control. That is not what it is. It's talking about the spiritual realm. When God's talking about the beasts of the field and the birds of the air, He's talking about the invisible spiritual realm of the enemy. The Bible is a spiritual book that's still 100% correct physically. Historically, any way you want to look at it, it's 100% right. The purpose for the Bible is that everything that happened is an example for all of us. It shows us what we should do and what we should not do. And if you have idols, in 1 Corinthians it says, now think about this, you have idols, you're fellowshipping with demons. Once you have an idol, you begin to hear demonic voices, you begin to hear demonic suggestions, demonic invitations. Do not put anything in your life before God. You will fellowship, traffic with demonic deception, pounding your mind continually. If not, the majority of your thought processes and practices and habits will be influenced as a sharer with demons. That's if you're not following God, if you have an idol. In other words, you're going to be in fellowship with the realm of the Spirit that's not the Father's voice, not the Father's light, but the enemy's lies, deception, division, and ultimately destruction. We have got to show people, and Betty, we can do this, that it's very simple. We don't have to talk about difficult times. We don't have to be quoting the Bible all the time. If the Word is written in us, and we are carrying it in our lives, and it is written in our hearts and hidden in our minds, our whole conversation is reflecting that truth and will be refreshing. If I say a truth to you today, if you do a quick study, you're going to find many verses confirming the truth. The same way Jesus shared truth in the parables, the stories, and even illustrations of current events happening, he made application of it. He explained spiritually what's going on, but he didn't always do it quoting verses. He might quote a verse and say, now this is happening, and then explain what's happening in ways that you might not have understood. They never understood the kingdom of God. People today don't understand the kingdom of God that's in us. And that kingdom being manifest through us is the will of God. Being done on earth now is God's will. Not spending all of our time trying to get out of here. We're not trying to get out of here. We're trying to get him in here, in and through our lives, and in and through the truth that transforms. That's what we've been left here to do. The Lord told him before he ascended, stop arguing about if this is the time we're going to do certain things that only God knows about. I'm not leaving you here to discuss getting out of here. I mean, listen, it's settled. You do what I'm leaving you here to do. That's what you have to do on this earth. Whether his will is done on earth is determined by whether or not we're going to proclaim his truth and share his truth and live his truth and demonstrate it. That's what God wants to do. It's what he did with those disciples when they came out of that upper room. Betty, they were changed people. Yes. Simon Peter was a different person. Nobody could even believe he was still with them with all the failures he made. I don't see any place where he said, I repent for the mess I made. He just said, you know what I am. He didn't try to boast anymore with all the nonsense. But when he came out of that upper room, he, like the others, the other 120, were transformed the way God wants to transform us. We need to show people every time God's will is kept and put in practice, we and others are blessed. What we've got to do is acknowledge it, where it came from. Look at all the good things that were happening. Why were those good things happening? Why did things get better for people? Because they applied the proper principles. They did that throughout the New Testament. And Paul was still teaching the gospel of the kingdom to the very end of his life. Betty, I'm going to be preaching, and by the grace of God, living the gospel of the kingdom until he comes. And he's going to come when the Father's will is being done on his earth in this kingdom, because those same challenges are not in the next kingdom. There's no enemy there. We are going to have to do it now.
Absolutely, James. And as I was listening, you shared about we can't always have to be quoting scripture. God gifted you in that area so much to be able to, we used to memorize scriptures on our dates. You were so full of what God wanted you to share and to preach. And so I was always amazed at how you could do that and memorize all those scriptures. And you used to think, oh, I wish I knew God like that. I wish I had that zeal in my heart to do that. Yes, I've memorized some scriptures growing up, growing in through life. But you know what the biggest thing to me is? Through reading God's Word and absorbing it, letting him teach me through his Word, I may not be able to quote it to you, but it's in my heart and it comes out. Would you say, James?
Oh, absolutely.
He has filled me with his truth in my heart. And that's what James is talking about. It's just not words you may speak. It's the heart of God that he shows through you as you relate to others and through life.
Well, Betty, I'll tell you, and everybody watching knows that God's truth flows as purely and as beautifully through you as anybody they've ever heard. And there's nobody, you let us know this, that you'd just like to hear talk, knowing she's not going to talk a whole lot, but you love to hear her heart because it's His heart. I love you, honey.
I love you.
Thank you for not only standing at my side, but taking the gospel of the kingdom in person all over the world. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping us do what God put in our heart. Thank you for helping us feed the starving. Yes. Right now, we're in our feeding program, and we've got 350,000 children and families located. They're starving. Would you help us right now? Could you make a large gift? I tell you what it is actually happening. It's $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children. How about $1,000? 100 kids become the miracle answer to their mother's prayer because somebody gave them food because of God's love. Would you do it? Would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? Go online or call that number. Please, make the biggest gift you can. Change somebody's life, save their life. And I know if you'll just watch Isaac Pretorius and his daughter, you're going to be greatly moved.
Kira and I have just been talking to this mother, Nausicaa, and she's been explaining to us the trauma that is her life. Four of her children have died, she said. The three-year-old died in the last year. She said it starved to death because there just isn't any food. She goes into the bush and she collects what wild fruit she can find, and she brings that home to her children. But she said even now, she struggles to even find that. She said, I fear that my other children are going to die. She expressed that because there's no food. She said, I'm hopeless. I have no hope. At that moment, I looked into her eyes and I realized that I was looking at a mother who's done absolutely everything to save her children, but she can't. And that is why she's hopeless. But then she said, now that you have seen, now that you know my story, my hope is that you'll help. And that's our hope today.
Don't let her story be wasted. Don't let it become common. Let her story touch your hearts and give so that she may be one of the last ones who loses her children from malnutrition.
Powerful words shared with you from a young lady who's not yet a mother and yet has heard too many stories over her life of mothers just like this. Please, make her one of the last that has to lose a child just because there isn't enough food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, James, I heard them say that they told her that her children would probably lose their lives. Can you imagine hearing a thing like that? Your children are going to lose their life because they don't have enough food? That's just unspeakable. It doesn't make sense to us. We have food on our tables every day. But this mother is crying out to be able to watch her children grow up, to be able to feed them anytime they're hungry. Please help us help these mothers that are crying out for help with their children. They have no one else to turn to. You be the one they turn to, please.
Boy, would you please, even if you had to give up a meal or two, to give some meals? Betty and I try to be as good a givers as it's possible to be. And we give to every program and outreach of life. From the moment we found the starving and the thirsty, we just started giving faithfully, regularly. And God did seem like He said, I will bless you when you do my will in my kingdom purpose is fulfilled through your life, I'm going to fulfill your dreams. I tell you one thing I'm going to do, Betty, for the rest of my life. I'm going to lose my life to see the Father's dream fulfilled. And that's where the gospel of the kingdom will be preached and demonstrated in every nation. And the gospel of the kingdom is what you're seeing those missionaries do, and what you're seeing the people who watch life and support those missionaries do. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That is the kingdom impact of God on this planet, in this time, in this kingdom, because the next kingdom, there's nothing to conquer, nothing to overcome. The enemy is gone where he belongs, but we can overcome him now. And I'm asking you, please, please help. Make the greatest gift you possibly can. If there's any way you can give $1,000, you can feed 100 kids for the next month. $30 will feed three, and 50 will feed five, and 100 will feed 10. Can you do that? What better place to put $100? Would you do it now? Go get your bank card, go online or call that number. Get your check, make it to life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it. We need to know. We've got 350,000 children, and the missionaries working with them, waiting to hear the food's on the way. You've provided it. Would you do that, please? And be praying for us and praying for the stream to become that river of life, taking yes. God's transforming truth to every nation on earth. The gospel of the kingdom, would you help? Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. We have some gifts for you. You simply ask, but thank you for giving life. Thank you so much.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your Health and Wellness Bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over 2 decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the ministries of life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle, which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
As we've traveled around these communities here in southern Angola, family after family have told us how they're experiencing the worst drought they've ever seen. Statistically, it's the worst drought in over 40 years. Families tell us of how their crops have failed, of how they are running out of food. And you can literally see, when you look at these crops, you can see why these crops have failed. There's no life in here. There's no way that these crops can produce any food. The soil is literally just dry. No life in it at all. Failed crops, though, mean failed lives. And as there's no life left in this soil, if we're not able to respond here soon, this drought will not just steal the life in the soil, but the life in the communities. There's nothing to sustain these families unless we're able to help them. That's the reality in these parts of southern Africa right now. We cannot bring an end to this crisis. We cannot save the lives we need to save without you. We need you to open your hearts today, please, and to say yes, to respond yes. I will provide the resources needed. I will make it possible for you to express God's heart and to extend His hands by extending food to these families, food to the mothers and the children here in Angola to save those precious little children's lives. So please, I'm asking you to dial that number on your screen or to get online and to give the very best gift that you can give today, to give the gift of life by giving the gift of food.
Betty, you think our viewers are going to help save these lives?
I believe in my heart they will.
Thank you so much. I wish I could give you a hug. Mm-hmm. I would. Somehow when you touch people, because God has left you here to do that, put His arms around them, I feel like God gives us a hug. He loves to hold us. He loves to lift us up. When we lift Him up, He says He'll exalt us. What a wonderful Father. Thank you for being a great friend of life.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Introducing the all-new lifetoday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources. Visit lifetoday.org and experience the best of life.
I ended up in the fetal position, bawling my eyes out.
Former Super Bowl champion Tim Johnson is fatherless no more.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.